You're listening to SBS News.
For 774 days, Jessie Moritz has been holding out hope her friend and former colleague, Kylie Moore-Gilbert, will return home. But now she fears the worst.
Initially, I wanted to be really hopeful. I mean, every time I hear a news story about Kylie, what I really want to hear more than anything else is that she's on a plane on her way home. However, the Australian government may not know where she is, and that's extremely concerning.
For more than 2 years, the British Australian has been imprisoned in Iran on espionage charges, which she and the Australian government reject. Dr. Moore-Gilbert was being held in Tehran's Evin prison, mostly in solitary confinement, but she was suddenly moved in June to one of the most notorious prisons in the country. Now, according to the Human Rights Activist News Agency in Iran, she's been transferred to an unknown location. Australian authorities are yet to confirm the reports, but Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says they are in touch with the 33-year-old academic.
The ambassador had a consular visit with Ms. Moore-Gilbert, Dr. Moore-Gilbert, a short time ago. The reports that we have seen are ones which we are seeking further information on.
Dr. Moore-Gilbert, an Islamic studies lecturer, was arrested in late 2018 at Tehran Airport after she attended an academic conference. She was convicted of spying after a secret trial. No evidence of her alleged crime has ever been made public. Elaine Pearson is the Australian Director of Human Rights Watch in Sydney.
I mean, it's concerning not knowing where she is. But, you know, Kylie is someone who has suffered a lot over the past 2 years of being detained in Iran. She, you know, we know from the letters that she released that she endured a lot in Evin prison. She was moved to Qaçak prison, which also has problematic health and hygiene conditions. And we know that, you know, Iran's prisons at the best of times can be difficult places to be, but with COVID, it's even worse.
Her supporters are demanding the Australian government sheds more light on her situation, fearing the pandemic is only weakening her condition. Her friend Jessie Moritz is seeking answers.
And I understand that there needs to be a level of secrecy in cases like this. I'm not naive to the realities of hostage diplomacy, but I really would call on the government to confirm that they do know where she is and that they do know that she's okay.
The Australian government maintains so-called quiet diplomacy is the only way to secure Kylie Moore-Gilbert's release. But her friends and supporters have questioned that strategy and remain deeply concerned about her welfare. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.